Hey, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Love is Grace podcast with your host, Diana. What's up, y'all? I hope everyone is doing well. We are in the month of April. I hope everyone is actually moving full speed ahead, doing the things you know you got to do, stepping out of your comfort zone and making it happen for you. If you are new to the Love is Grace podcast, thank you for tuning in today. If you like what you hear, if you vibe with me, please be sure to follow us on our socials at IG and Facebook and also TikTok at Love is Grace Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome to Love is Grace. Our pod is all about inspiring and motivating you to embrace those imperfections and sharpen your life confidently with no apologies. We will share insight, actionable steps on how to cultivate self-love on this graceful, transformative journey. Here is your host, Diana.
Okay, let's first address the elephant in the room. I think we have all struggled with some form of insecurity in our life. And those who say they're not insecure, I think they're lying. How about you? But listen, seriously, insecurities will rob you of your happiness, your contentment, and acceptance of who you are. As I got older, I've learned to overcome insecurities in my own life. I've learned how to love myself completely and show up in my life more confident, not arrogant, not egotistical, but confident and unapologetically me. And I want to help someone today to do the same thing. But let's be clear. We are not born with insecurities. So this begs the question, what happened? Who said something to you to make you feel insecure? Who pointed out your flaws like they didn't have any of their own? Or maybe it's social media. You start talking down to yourself like you don't have nothing to offer the world. But that's not true. You have to learn to step away from social media. Because unbeknownst to you, you are reigniting, I don't know who this is for, but you are reigniting those insecurities by following those people you follow. Maybe it's a celebrity. Maybe it's the girl who got the BBL. I don't know. And no judgment here. But if following those other people on social media make you feel negative and make you feel poorly about yourself, you got to step away from it. Because you're comparing yourself to someone you don't even know. You don't even know their story. Everything looks all good. But we know that social media is everyone's highlight reel. It's not true. Most of the things that you see on there, we know aren't real. So I challenge you to step away from social media and gather yourself. I challenge you to lean into who you are. I challenge you to love all of you. And don't allow anyone, I mean anyone, to cause you to shift your mindset on how you feel about you. This was me. I can recall a time in my early 20s just holding tight to what other people thought about me. But what I've learned that it was merely their projection. They were projecting their own insecurities onto me. It wasn't how I felt about myself. It was how they felt about themselves projecting onto me. And that's what's happening to some of you. A lot of times people are speaking into your life. They're saying things that's not true. And they're just projecting. Don't you just love when someone says, oh, you think you're better. Oh, she thinks she's cute. And I always say no. As a matter of fact, I don't. But you do. You do. So a lot of people project their own insecurities onto us. Don't let anyone do that anymore. I want to give you 4 ways to overcome insecurities in your own life. Now, this process is slow. This process is steady. But if you practice it, you will come out on the other side of this feeling more confident, more beautiful, and unapologetically you than you ever been. Remember, overcoming insecurity, it is a gradual process. It's not going to happen overnight. Listen, you got to manage what you're feeling at the time. Maybe someone said something about your appearance when you were younger. So when someone says it to you now, it triggers you, right? To when someone made that comment to you when you were a little girl. I know for me, my insecurities was my arms. My mom always had big arms. My aunties have big arms. And guess what? I do too. But I had to love all of me, even my arms. So what I did, I got tattoos all over them. And that was my way of dealing with those things about myself. And now I love my arms. And now I actually, when I'm at the gym, when I'm at my cycle class, I work my arms. So I don't have that insecurity anymore about my arms. So we have to take those things that we don't like about ourselves and we have to change them. We can. We absolutely can. If you be patient with yourself and have compassion for your own self, that you will get to the other side of the self-confidence and self-acceptance that you have for yourself. Now I want to leave you with 4 ways to overcome insecurities in your own life. Number 1, focus on your strengths. We give so much attention to those things that don't work for us, the things that we don't like about us. We all have them, and that's okay. But focus on the things that you do like. Focus on your strength and build off of that. Okay? Number 2 is limit social media. Limit social media. You will be comparing yourself before you know it. And don't worry about the progress. There will be progress as long as you stay consistent. Right? And the 3rd one is practice self-care. Do the things that's going to nourish your body, your mind, your spirit to feel good about you. What did God say about you? Right? I look at myself the way God sees me. And God says that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Right? God said that I'm bold as a lion. And I take on those things and I meditate on those things to know that I am somebody. Spending time with those who really care for you and love you and who sees you, that's important. Okay? And number 4 is challenge yourself to step out and try new things. Do something different. Reinvent how you look for you, not for anyone else. Feel good about you. No one can stop you from doing that for you. Listen, insecurities, like I said, will rob you of your happiness and your contentment and acceptance of who you are. So let's make a conscious decision to let it all go and love who you are unapologetically. I hope this helps someone today. I'll see you next time. It's all love.
We hope you were empowered by today's episode. If you'd like to stay connected, like, comment, and subscribe, and follow us on Instagram at Love is Grace the Podcast. You can also send us an email at loveisgrace@gmail.com. We welcome your feedback. Until next time, thank you for tuning in. Go on.